This is Aaron Jones, magician, with another magic audio boo coming to you from Japan. And today's theme is maybe a little controversial, but it is magician to magician manners. And what I'm talking about is how you behave as a magician when you're with other magicians, or you go to see another magic show, or you go to a restaurant and a magician comes to perform for you. Now, I shouldn't have to say this stuff, but I'm going to anyway. I sound like some kind of angry parent scolding the children. Don't be bad. But anyways, I will talk. What I mean about this, if you go to see another magician, or if you're at a bar and another magician comes up and does some magic, don't let your ego get a hold of you. It's very easy, and you want to show your friends, the people who you're with, that you know everything, and tendency is to, you know, pull out cards and after the magician is gone and show your friends that you can do the same tricks. Do not do this. If you go to a venue and there's another magician performing and you're there as a guest, do not do magic. What I would advise is what I do. It's up to you. After the magician's performance, and if I get a chance, I'll go up and introduce myself and then tell them how I enjoyed their show and something that I really enjoyed in their show. It's better to make a friend than to go crazy and show your friends that you can do the same things as he can and try to cut them down. Human nature. You want to, you know, you got pride, you know, oh, he's a magician, but I can do the same. It's very easy to get these feelings, and I think all of us do, and I have, and I'm guilty of doing this as well. But as you learn, as you go up, you don't want to do this. Magic conventions, the same thing. Of course, magic convention, you can pull out your cards and do magic. I mean, that's what the magic convention is about. But enjoy the magic. Enjoy what other people do. Learn from the other person. You might not like their performing style. You might not like their routine. But there's something you can learn. You can learn something from everybody. And it's very important to have manners. Some of the most classy people in the magic world are like this. And you want to emulate that. And it's my advice. So, you know, it's easy not to think about it, and then you can find out why you're not making magic friends. You just want to make friends and enjoy the magic and help each other. And so if you go to another magic show, don't pull out your cards. It's that person's show, and they're the ones doing the magic. They're the star at that event. You may be a magician too, but your event is your event. Their event is their event. And enjoy the magic that they do. And talk to your friends about how you enjoyed seeing another style. Or, you know, you can say that, oh, I do this trick, but I really enjoyed how he did it this way. That's the best way to do it. So, anyways, that's all I want to talk today about in my magic booth. It's a little bit controversial. So if you have any comments, please let me know at Twitter at Aaron Jones Magic, or through my website at aaronjones.com, or on Facebook at Aaron Jones Magic as well. So that's all for today. Until next time, goodbye.